whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Good afternoon,
Hello,
Mick Malloy.
Dangerous
Hi,
Dave.
Mick. Hi, Jane.
Here we go. We're going to start right at the top with the Tourism Australia campaign. It's been unleashed. Where does it sit amongst all our great campaigns? We will have it up on blocks and take a good hard look.
We will. We're going to have a look at some aviation news to do with our 737s.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry.
Yeah, it is a bit of a worry, and we're not sure whether they should all
when
still
hear,
be up in
words like crack.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Yeah.
Stress fracture.
Any crack and planes. So
not for me, thanks.
No,
we'll get to the bottom of that. Are we going to speak to someone from Qantas and get an update on what's happening with their
we're
fleet?
We're going to do that. Our studio is going to get a bit of a makeover.
Yeah, well, we only heard this yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
But
we've got some thoughts.
It's going to be like the block team in, is it?
And I think
do
so.
It. So we're going to ask for your ideas and input for things we may or may not
Something that you've
need.
Always, yeah, that you imagine we should have
yeah,
in our
course.
Studio.
I'm seeing a pole.
I'm not.
Like whereabouts?
Right I'm in the seeing middle. A cocktail bar.
Well, hello.
With a cocktail man
hardest, with the hardest working cocktail barman in history.
That would be nice.
Standing right behind it. We'll get your ideas on that. Will Anderson.
We would invite Will to our cocktail bar.
They come any bigger or
well,
better?
Well, they don't. He's killing them with gruen.
Will Anderson, killing it with gruen, killing him on the hot breakfast in Melbourne. And whatever. I guess he'll have something to say about the ad campaign, too.
He will have something,
Being
I'm
an
sure.
ad man from way back.
And, of course, it's Gone Wild Day.
I love Gone Wild.
Me too.
I really do.
And a funny story I did see, I came across an elephant trying to have sex with a car.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go into that into a bit more detail.
Hey, you know. That's a good zoo.
But that's like for like, isn't it?
That is a
makes
good
sense to me.
Zoo. I like that. The one I like is we're going to name Australia's Bird of the Year. There's a poll, so we're going to get you involved.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you
Budgie.
Know. No, Dave.
Of course.
Budgie. Is that indigenous to Australia?
Absolutely. Northern Australia.
The budgie.
Of course.
Is there no budgies anywhere else
in
the world?
No. They're native to Australia.
What do people have in cages in
Paris? Well, they have
Paris?
Them overseas, which
All right,
is Australia.
We're on budgie. Air. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through. But
Notice
let's...
I said, what do they have in Paris in cages?
Good Lord. Something of the
Canary.
Tiffany Canary or something.
Yeah,
So here we are, big show, as discussed. We've got, before we get there, are you tired? It was a big night at the Kennedy Sitch household. Mm.
Big night.
Last night. Well, Halloween.
No, it's tonight.
Oh, is it?
What do you mean?
I love the Halloween spirit.
31st, yeah, it's tonight.
All right, well, don't come knocking on my door.
Oh, don't be.
Don't worry, there won't be anything there because you thought it was last night. You would have eaten
you know
it all.
All you'll get, what? Fresh air.
Oh, see, that's
why. Why are you so grumpy?
And a mouthful.
Why are you so grumpy?
A red hot mouthful. I'll chase you down the street.
Oh, they're little
you're
kids.
You're those grumpy men.
Little kids
are you?
Who want something for free.
You're that guy.
For right. free.
Wow. Go away. Go home.
Mr. Generosity.
You're too old.
No, there's a cut-off mark.
Here's a strawberry. Might have something in it. See ya.
No, that's just stupid.
Terrible
Don't speak like that. Come on, you're better than that.
He's giving me the,
I've got my
body,
arms
Look at the
crossed.
Body language. She's got her arms crossed.
Really angry.
I will tell you something. There is a big, it is a big drama in my house because I've had to pull the pin on trick-or-treating because I say at 13, you're too old.
What, to people coming to the door?
No, to walk
to
around
your
the
kids.
Streets
oh, your kids.
And get.
To your kids?
Yes.
So how do you break that to them?
Yeah.
But they're pulling in for the it's like getting
Very
sacked.
Gently.
Hi, guys, could I have a word with you?
Well, they were sorting out what costumes they were going to put on. I went, I wouldn't be really worried this year. I go, why? I was going to dress up like that. And I go, And they go, why are you looking just like that? And they knew what I was going to say. I said, because I said, guys, when you're in year 8 and when you're 13, it's all bets are off and you cannot because it's No, because some guys in their year are about 6 foot
Halloween
two.
You love the Halloween spirit. And here you are cutting your boys off.
No, I've said.
It's like saying Santa's not real.
No. He is real. But I have said, let's dress the house up. And when the cute, sweet little kids come, you can give them some lollies.
So what's the option? Can they still dress up at home?
Yes. I said you can put on a screen mask if you want.
But you're grounded. You're effectively grounded on
Halloween. They are not to walk around the neighbourhood. Because also, this is what happens. I've seen it all.
How'd they take it?
Not well. No, I've seen the older boys, they push their way through.
It's like being taken out.
And they take handfuls of all the lollies. And then there's the sweet little four-year-old little princess girl with a little pumpkin bucket. She goes, please, may I have some? I go, I'm sorry, your bullying brother just took it all.
Righto. So
that is pathetic of what happens.
You come in, you drop the boom, you crush your...
They're fine about it because they will still get lollies. That's all they care about.
But they can't leave the house.
I've supplied enough.
You've given them one of those electronic anklets for Halloween.
It's a Halloween anklet.
You are under house arrest.
Bang. And we've got a limit.
I'd break out if I was them.
Well, that's it. Well, they can't. They're obedient.
Oh, the house you're running.
What were their costumes going to be, by the way?
I said a scream mask was one of them. And the other one, I don't know.
They haven't overcooked it.
I'll tell you what, we have put on their fence. They were putting up a sign that said, Fortnite costume equals no candy.
Gee, that's a bit judgmental.
I think it is too.
That's the equivalent of the no shoes, no shirt, no
correct.
Service.
So if anybody rocks up in a Fortnite.
That one's Steve from Fortnite. No,
not enough.
Don't release the hounds. All right, hey, now we've got some new music, Dave.
Oh, yes, I do. Huge news.
So what is it?
Cold Chisel.
Heard of that band?
One of our favourites. So they've got a new album coming out in December called Blood Moon, which you can pre-order from tomorrow. But they've got a new song called Getting the Band Back Together. Shall I play it?
Please, out today. Fresh, hot.
Cold Chisel, here they are. On Kennedy Malloy, thanks to the Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Guys, Cricket Australia have just made a media release. It's a statement on Glenn Maxwell. Cricket Australia supports Glenn Maxwell's decision to take a break from cricket.
Oh, okay.
Team psychologist Dr. Michael Lloyd said Glenn Maxwell has been experiencing some difficulties with regards to his mental health. As a result, he will spend a short time away from the game. Glenn was proactive in identifying these issues and engaging with support staff. They go on to say they'll work collaboratively with Cricket Victoria's support staff to ensure his well-being. Important member of the Australian cricket family, a special player. And they want to see him back in the team during the summer.
It's
a good call.
And that we're in an age where that's no big deal to everyone else. It's a big deal to Glenn and his family. And I just love the way now that we act on this stuff.
Yes. And, that's it. Someone else will get a chance and he can go and give himself a cuddle.
Yep.
And we'll be back
good
when
on you,
he's
Glenn.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we hope you'll be all right.
Okay, so in other news, there is a brand spanking new Australian tourism commercial out, a national one that promotes this country overseas. I think they've spent the obligatory $38 million or $40 million, they've gone all in. I'm going to play it to you and then we'll talk about what we think of it off the bat. Here's just a snippet.
What makes this country so special? Not only does it look good, it feels better.
When you're in Australia, you sort of feel confident and you can say g'day to someone.
I say g'day, mate, to about 40 people a day.
We're a pretty cruisy bunch, I think, most of the time.
Being able to laugh at each other, laugh at ourselves. I think that gives us the ability to have a smile on our face most days.
You treat people like family.
We love people coming to visit us so we can show them where we live and what we do.
This is a kangaroo daycare.
To be Australian.
You know, why not be laid back? There's too much stress in the world. Sometimes you get to chill out a bit. Take it easy.
Okay, so the picture they're painting is that we're all sitting around on the beach, chilling out. There's nothing to do. We're easygoing, we're friendly, we're welcoming. What a load of bullshit. I've never seen a country.
That crossed my mind when I saw this ad.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This country is the exact opposite of that. And that's what's hurts. If you go back to the Paul Hogan days and you see him putting a shrimp on a barbie, you think, you believe it. Hey, guys, come on down. We'd be happy to see you. We're pretty casual. We like what you do. We don't mind the Yanks. Come on down. That was true then. This country now is not laid back. How's it going? Oh, I'd love to have a smile. Love to have a laugh. Well, it is full of uptight dudes in high viz being told where they can and can't stand, that you can't smoke out the front of a building, that you can't. It is the most over-the-top, unrelaxed, bureaucratic nightmare of a place.
Red tape-run country of all time.
From the moment you get off at the airport, you'll probably get fined for something, or when they check your bags. Mm. From the moment on, you're going to be in a stressful situation. But it shows they can't come up with anything fresh. You go, that's who you want to be, but you're not. Mm. It's hateful calls to talkback radio.
Yep.
It's nasty politicians saying, we're full, don't come here.
Well, it's protesters and police clashing. It's horses being hit.
Yep.
It's the AFP raiding journalists' houses.
Correct.
It's people whinging because they can't climb Uluru anymore. It's Ivan Milat dying.
Really relaxed.
Yeah.
Really, really relaxed.
Well, this is where I get baffled. First of all, again, how many people are involved in coming up with this idea? And they're using the word philosophy. They're punching out the AU in the philosophy. They've made up a word, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how long that's going to be. I don't know whether that'll hook in. And I don't think it is. What it says to me, there's no sport in there either. Let's look at some positive things. I don't see any footy or any code of any sort. I don't see any cricket. I don't see anything positive.
At one stage they say there's no traffic lights.
Yeah, some guys are saying there's no traffic lights.
What are you selling?
Every piece of dirt that you see in this ad is red.
Right.
Now, who?
I do not
There's not many of us
country,
live near the red centre. No. We know that.
They're promoting.
There's no high rise. There's no traffic. There's no public transport. There's no cafes. There's no coffee.
Mm.
There's no schools.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly, it's a piece of crock.
But you just can't lie to the world. You can't say this is what
we're
we
not
are.
Buying
we
it.
Are no longer that country.
And
that
they come
country,
here,
sadly, no longer exists.
Yeah.
We are uptight. We're angry. We're mean. We're mean in politics. We're mean in regards
but
to people
sad.
Coming
why
here.
But that's sad. Why have we turned that way? Is that because of our government? Who's turned us that way?
Yeah, look, you know, if you
Didn't
ask the best
be
out
like
of
that.
People, you get the best. If you ask the worst, you get the worst. And I think we've got successive governments.
Well, how do we
that
get so mean? Why are we so mean?
Well, I don't know, because it didn't used to be us, but it is now. But that lay back, come and have a laugh. Oh. You'll be right, say good day. How are you, mate?
Everyone jumping into clear, warm water somewhere.
Now it's F off, mate. We're full. It seems to be the prevailing. Bob, I tell you what, give us a call, 133353. What is the Australian psyche? What are the clips
are
that should
missing?
Be? If you were going to do an ad showing Australia and said,
but really selling it, you're saying? Not pretend.
I'd have Knowlesy getting kicked out of the crazy hall.
But at least he had a good time.
Dustin Martin leaving his car at the MCG.
Yes.
That's right, I would have. You know what? Here's how I'd advertise Australia to the world. I'd have a big picture of Ivan Milat and I'd say, he's dead. Coast clear. Come back. Everybody.
Backpackers welcome.
Everybody, come back.
That's awesome.
It's confusing to me
why they've gone
down this road, and I hate that waste of money.
You
Stop spending money like that.
You can't choose not to be something and then advertise that's what you are, because you're not.
Yeah. All right.
Give us a call. 133353. We'll get involved.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
What makes this country so special? Not only does it look good, it feels better.
When you're in Australia, you sort of feel confident and you can say g'day to someone.
I say g'day, mate, to about 40 people a day.
We're a pretty cruisy bunch, I think, most of the time.
Being able to laugh at each other, laugh at ourselves. I think that gives us the ability to have a smile on our face most days.
You treat people like family.
We love people coming to visit us so we can show them where we live and what we do.
This is Kangaroo Daycare.
To be Australian.
You know, why not be laid back? There's too much stress in the world. Sometimes you got to chill out a bit. Take it easy.
I call bull.
I don't see it. I don't recognise that country. I don't know where it is.
Well, also that
read the
ad
papers,
is
listen to talkback radio. Have a look at the rallies.
Now, I was just going to say, I just find it actually the pace of it puts me to sleep. There's no energy. Yeah. There's no excitement. And the girl says, we just love people coming to visit, just not staying here.
Correct. It's kind feels of like you've, someone's got some wheat between the teeth and they're just sitting out there on the farm, on the fence. Which also, is all going by. It's not true. Doesn't ring true. Or does it? Let's ask these guys. Josh. Josh, yeah, what's I'm your here. Opinion, mate? What are you, where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Texas, but I'm of Indian origin. I've been living here in Australia since 2005.
Do you think that ad represents who and where we are right now?
Call me an optimist, but yeah, I think it does. I've you know, being a darker fella, I've had more racial, instances in the United States than I have here. In 15 years, I've had 2 instances that I can recall. I've lived all over Australia.
Yep.
Right now, I live in Port Macquarie, and it's a happy place.
That's
look,
a good spot.
I reckon it's not too bad.
All right, well, there you go. So Josh can identify with some of the stuff that's going on in that ad. Nancy's on the line. Nancy, you feel the same way, I believe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm on the highway up near Port Macquarie in the smoke where the fires are.
Okay.
I might lose you, but I just wanted to share some thoughts with you guys.
Yes.
I've been here 40 years from California. Obviously, fell in love with the place the first time I came on a holiday. Fell in love with your sense of humor, particularly your sense of humor, and kind of laid-back attitude. Not lazy, but, you know, the laid-back attitude. There's a different attitude out here.
We agree with you, Nancy, from 40 years ago. There's something we feel. There's been a shift, a change.
There is a shift.
Yes.
Mm. I like the new ad. I don't love it as much as the first, you know, the Paul Hogan one that really brought me out here.
Yeah.
I like the new and don't love it. But, I mean, without mentioning the channels on TV, there's way too much negativity coming out of television.
I think so. I think there's too much negativity. There's too much high vis. There's too many rules. There's
over-government.
Over-government, that's right.
All the descriptions, Mick, that you guys just gave. Are very, very true of what's happened and changed.
Unfortunately.
And it is a shame because it's still there. It's at its heart, but we're just a bit more uptight. Not sure if that rings true any more. Reese, what do you make of this? How's the ad sit for you?
Oh, it's completely false. The real image of Australia is a pack of whinging baby boomers, mate. Everything that's shameful and embarrassing about this country is because of the baby boomers. Every government policy that's wasteful or racist or ignorant is because of the baby boomers. Every young person that has to pay private health insurance is propping up the health of the baby boomers because we can't afford it themselves. The NBN, the reason why that's screwed is because you have a copper one because baby boomers don't understand technology.
That's true.
the reason for all the high vis and the rules and the regulations and the managerial spin. Yeah. The baby boomers, like it's unbelievable, and I don't think more is being said about it. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I also think of other things like the Commonwealth Bank charging dead customers fees, and the fact that nothing seems to happen, or that there's no sense of basic fairness.
Well, the fact we had to have a inquiry into our banks for a start because we've been.
There's a genuine sentiment out there for those who aren't baby boomers. That baby boomers have a lot to answer for, and probably history will suggest they're largely a fairly selfish bunch.
But somehow,
you know, this is what it was for me. This is the weird bit was back in the 60s. These are the same people who were in the free love generation of the 60s. So in the 60s, nothing was ever like it was in the 60s. Yeah, those same people now are the most conservative. Mm. Nasty, unfair, selfish,
ungenerous.
Can't take my banking francs off me.
Don't care about. This is why the young people are the Greta Thunbergs of this world are saying we're worried about the environment. The attitude is, well, I couldn't give a stuff because I'm not going to be around for it.
That's it.
So I don't care.
I've had a good run.
Yeah.
Joanne's on the line. Joanne, what do you make of the ad?
I think the advert's completely untrue.
It's untrue. Okay.
Yeah, I met an Australian 15 years ago in the UK, married him 10 years ago.
Yep.
He decided he wants to come back home, so we came to Australia 2 years ago, which I thought would be an easy process. $14,000 in 2 years' wait down the line. I still don't have a visa.
Yep.
I was informed when I put my visa application in they'll actually look at your visa to try and find a way to say no to you. They won't be trying to find a way to say yes to you.
Yeah.
When I said I didn't come to necessarily work, in the UK I was a professional athlete. My husband managed a Formula One race team. So I said, I'm not coming to work, can I volunteer? And the government's response to me was, no, you can't volunteer because we don't want you to integrate with the community. Because if we say no to you, we don't want the community to back you up.
Yes, that's that relaxed vibe.
There it is. Good spirit. Come out here. G'day, mate.
Joanne, here's a bit of our spirit. We've got a prize for you. Will that make you feel a little bit better? We'd like to really welcome you after 2 years.
Thank you. We hope things get easier for you. Yeah, I hope so. Right, I'm nearly at the end of the visa process, but they threw something else at me 2 years ago. 2 days ago, they believe that the handwriting in my birth certificate, one of the dates is wrong. So they've mistaken a 4 for a 7, and if I don't get it rectified within 28 days, they'll start deportation.
I like it. All right, good call. Thanks. There you go. That gives us. We've got time for one quick caller. Dave, quickly, how would you advertise this country?
Well, the only way I'd do it, Mick, but in the Aussie way, is get you in a pair of budgie smugglers. Doing a bit of lawn bowls, mate.
Yeah, you know what?
Australian and that, mate. Come on.
That's it.
Have you really thought this through well, Dave?
Me, lawn bowls, budgie smugglers. It's a win for everybody. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Justin Langer is going to call in and we're going to have a chat to him.
All right, awesome. That's coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If you were listening to us in the last break, you would have heard us say there's been a media release from Cricket Australia. They've released a statement regarding Glenn Maxwell. And his decision to take a break from cricket, it's in regard to mental health issues. We've got the Australian coach on the line now, Justin Langer. Justin, thank you for your time. Obviously, most of this is fairly private, and we respect that, but what can you give us to illuminate this decision regarding Glenn Maxwell?
Probably, it's been building, I think. I was just saying that press conference then, it's probably not like a hamstring tear or a broken finger or a broken arm where it just happens. It sort of builds up over time.
Yep.
Probably as a guy who loves Maxi, you suspect that he hasn't been quite right the last little bit. A lot of it, I'm sure, got to do with mental and physical exhaustion because he plays so much cricket. But underneath the mask that we often see, he's hurting a bit, so he'll just take a bit of time away and get himself better and come back as the great entertainer that we know he is.
Yep.
And he's had great form lately, and you say that people can only hide so much. The feeling amongst all the team players and yourself and making that observation, it's a really good thing when we hear this today. I would say that, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago...
When you were playing, Justin,
I wouldn't have taken place.
It would have been a bit tougher to make a decision like this, wouldn't it?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's the changing world. I think it's a great world. It's a bit like the concussion. The concussion issue in sport now. Once upon a time, you got hit and it was part of being a man, not to say anything about it. But I think now there's some really good procedures in place. I think it's really important. It takes great courage. When I asked Maxi a couple of days ago in Adelaide, and he said, "Nah, coach, I'm just not quite right." It takes courage to do that. It also tells me we've got an environment where he trusts the people around him, and whilst he knows it'll become public because he's almost a cult figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes courage to do this, and we wish him well, and I'm sure it'd be nice to see him getting healthy and happy again, because as a cricketer, he's a star.
Yeah, he is. And it's times like these, you'd be glad that you're a part of a team, and a good team, and a team with culture that's got many eyes and many
heads. And reassuring that he felt comfortable enough to speak with you as well and confide in you.
There's a big job to be done by that team now too, isn't it, to get around one of their mates?
Oh, one of our values is mateship, and we would be. So your thing about values and culture is you actually got to act upon it. You can't just put them up as fancy words on the wall or talk about it and not act upon it. So the boys, the captain Finchie and Maxi are best mates. So and we're all around him. And Maxi talked to the boys in the change room last night. There's plenty of hugs and plenty of support, and that's how it should be. I mean, we don't talk about these things just for the sake of using good words.
Well, we'll let you go. We know you're busy and you've got a few of these calls to make. What are you hoping for, say, he's going to take a break from the game and get himself right? Will we see him this summer? Is it just too early to tell? We'll just work out, see how he goes.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we'll see him again. I mean, there's one thing I know about Glenn Maxwell. He loves cricket as much as anyone I know. Yeah. So it's actually going to hurt him not to be playing. Yeah. But it's like all these all injuries, physical and mental, you've just got to make sure you get right and return at the right time. So there'll be great protocols in place. There's lots of care around him. Lots of people love him. So I'll make sure he comes out with a smile and actually loving playing the game, because there's no point doing it if you don't.
Justin, we're glad you're on board, Justin. And we're glad he's got his mates all around him. Thanks so much for checking in with us today on Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Justin Langer there. This is Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Will Anderson's going to join us in the second hour. He's doing the Red Dust Christmas Comedy Gala, which he's going to fill us in on as well.
Oh, that'll be great. Hour. With Carl Pete Hellier raising money for Red Dust, an organisation that we are ambassadors for.
Dust.
They are unbelievable. Yep. We went up to Arayonga, Undamu it was actually last year.
We might go somewhere next year, possibly.
Yeah. The Tiwi Islands would be fascinating.
We would love to do that
and
trip.
It would be great fun. Fishing's good, I hear.
Really?
Well.
That'd be a load of fun, but we love throwing all our weight behind there, so I'll ask Will about that. Coming up, though, we've got a couple of bits from America. Shall we do our opener? Let's do our American opener again.
Oh, if I had that ready to go, I would.
No, I know. Just
only in America.
If I know, I just put that on you. But young James would have found it by now.
All he does, he just has to press in O-N.
Only in America.
America is the greatest country in the world.
This is America.
Greatest country on the planet.
Don't get you slipping.
Crazy, kooky American public.
God bless America.
Americans. They're crazy.
Yes, they are. And we'll have a little bit of crazy in just a minute. But before then, what about the good stuff? The last great president, Obama.
Well, Barack Obama has spoken out. Just the other day.
Yeah, and we're he's preaching to the choir with this room, because this has been one of our pet hates. I'm not a fan of woke. I'm a fan of people taking responsibility for their own actions and doing the best job they can without judging everyone else in town.
Woke
and
feels a bit lazy at times to me.
Woke is lazy and judgy and being seen to virtue signalling, which is a phrase I don't like, but it's like to be seen to be doing the right thing. Well, and then you can get on, by the way, at the same time you can be woke, then get on Twitter and under the anonymity of Twitter, be a right arsehole.
Correct.
Worse than anyone I ever know.
Well, Barack Obama, US President Barack Obama, because you still call them presidents, addressed this at the Obama Foundation's annual summit in Chicago on Tuesday. Have a listen to him talking to a group of young people.
This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids. One danger I see among young people, particularly on college camps, is Malia and I talk about this. There is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like, if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself, because, man, you see how woke I was. I called you out.
And there it is. And there's a lot of that going on at the moment. It seems people got too much spare time on their hands and have to, you know, you can't do anything much that's fun anymore.
The motivations seem to be not real to me either. Even everything to do with casting of programs to people getting jobs, whatever. It just seems to be.
It has to go through a filter of some.
It has to go through a filter.
Sure it ticks every box.
And everyone's
no
nervous, and where I'm nervous about saying some things now. I am.
And then you go.
I am. And I go, oh, God, I'm going to be slammed if I do that, because I'll be this.
Twitter
that.
Will That's be right. Outraged.
And you can't own a horse, and then you can't, your kids shouldn't play certain sports.
Can't smoke a cigarette.
Even, you know what, Halloween will be bad now. There'll be something bad Halloween.
You know, too American.
It's just an uptight way of people.
Nuts.
People
uptight.
Trying to. Worried about other people's behaviour. Just worry about yourself.
But it's
get
so self-righteous.
Right and leave this everyone alone.
Just be good.
And try and understand. Don't judge. If someone's being a dick, go, I wonder why.
Well, speaking of being a dick.
A bit of a dick.
Can I just talk about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I get over it. I'm just starting to. You know, just before we go, you know how much this upsets.
Cause I know it upsets
you. To me, the world is dumber, meaner, nastier than
it's
ever been.
It affects comedy as a profession.
Oh, good Lord.
And as one of the jobs that it affects most, comedy absolutely gets a whack. Anyway. Well, let's have a go at Donald Trump, see what happens. Well, he has put out a tweet.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was your cue.
Oh, sorry. No, Donald Trump has put out a doctored image of himself giving a medal to the dog hero who was in the Baghdadi raid the other day.
Right.
So we've got this dog.
Why has he done it? Why has he doctored it? Is it a joke? Or is he passing it off as real?
I believe he's passing it off as real.
What do you mean? That photo, can we post the picture, please?
Yeah, you've seen the picture, haven't you?
Yeah.
So the actual doctored photo is him presenting a medal to the 2017 Vietnam veteran, James McLaughlin. But they've actually taken out the picture of the Vietnam vet and he's put the doggy in. And so the doggy with his tongue hanging out, which is a hero dog.
But it's not a proper photo.
All right, now we'll go to the clip just to have it more explained.
The clip I've got is not that clip.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, no. I'm talking about something completely different, am I?
We're on fire.
We really got this one.
Hey, it doesn't matter, though. We're going to take a break. And when we're going to come back, we're going to take suggestions for our studio renovation. Right. What do you think we should be doing with
the
place?
I've got a few other ideas.
Mirrors on the roof?
All right, if you want. Yeah, but not on the ground. Upskirting issue. So you can't even say that.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Gone Wild, where we look at the animal kingdom coming up in the second hour as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Will Anderson, of course, will be in here toot sweet. Before we get there, though, we were told this week by our bosses that when we go on our next break, feels like ages since we've been on a break.
Please.
Really is. Hardest working team
I'm
in show.
Tired.
Just need to lie down. Basically, they're going to give it a makeover.
They're going to gut the studio.
They're going to do it, get the block crew in.
And they have asked us, guys, all we want to do is make Kennedy Malloy happy. What can we do for you guys? Anything you say.
What do you need in the studio?
We will get sorted for you.
I've started with a poll. I just thought a poll would be good.
And I thought that might not work for me.
Crossing the line. Okay, sure.
Could be crossing line.
You came up with?
A cocktail bar.
That's
great.
The Hot Breakfast Show in Melbourne has a coffee machine.
They do.
And they have a barista. We don't necessarily need a cocktail maker.
Well, I think we do. We need a cocktail maker. We need a guy who can make a really good Negroni.
Oh, and a margarita.
And can punch them out over a two-hour period.
And we offer our guests one when they come in.
What about a massage table?
That's a funny idea.
Peter Lloyd says a massage table.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That would be good. Oh, yeah. So I could do this show with my head in that little hole with the microphone underneath it.
Speaking of your head in a little hole, Jasper Bagg says a flotation tank. That might be hard for us to get motivated. We might be too sleepy.
Relaxed.
Maybe.
Oh, Darren Lavelle.
What if we did this? We had it like, you know, those sauna benches, and we do the shows in towels.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
So like 45 degrees
we
in
all
here.
We all sit down like
45
like
degrees.
On
throw
those
some
benches.
Water on the coals or whatever.
Yeah. Get the ladle, out. Please welcome our next guest.
Your towel
will
drop.
I'm sitting there with a towel. My towel will drop.
I know.
To gasps.
How am I supposed to react? I have to turn my back, Darren Lavelle has suggested.
Your eyes will bug out of your head.
They will not.
Ruger.
Nothing I haven't seen before.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. I'm trying to get out poor Darren Lavelle's suggestion. A taco bench.
Oh, I'll have a taco bench. What about a bain-marie? A bain-marie would be
bad.
Good.
Oh, no, food poisoning.
We've got a bain-marie.
No, that's no
what
good.
About shag pile on the dash?
That's good.
Shag pile. And velvet seats.
Shag pile would be good. And maybe carpet on the walls like brothels do, apparently.
Do they?
Well, we're not going with poles and we're not doing... Look.
Ashtrays.
Salmon. What about a heart-shaped bed?
That's not bad.
Can you stop reminiscing about times gone past? I don't want any
Give
of
us
that.
Give a listen. This
no
could be
bordello,
fun.
Not a bordello.
Clap on, clap off lights.
Again, did you just suggest before mirrors on the ceiling?
I said mirrors on the ceiling.
Yeah. God, this is a bordello.
Mirrors on the ceiling.
I won't have it.
Maybe a bit of fisheye.
Does it make me look skinny? Then I'm in for it.
get those mirrors from the fun show.
The skinny mirror.
Depending on where you're standing, you're
really
skinny.
Then you can
really
have your pole.
Then I can have my pole. Done. Sold. Come on. Keep them coming.
Yeah, we've got some suggestions. Hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at Kennedy Malloy. Will Anderson next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go, you lot. It's going to be a rip snorter. Gone Wild, times two. Give us one story, Jane, for Gone Wild.
The Australian Bird of the Year has been announced.
Oh, it's a night of nights for the birds, isn't it? My money's on a penguin. I'm going with a penguin of some description.
Do you want another
one? What are you going to tell me? What are you backing in the...
And the birds? I'm going to go the emu.
Oh, yeah. It's on the coat of arms.
I'd go the cassowary before the emu.
Cassowary.
Just bring a bit more to the table. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, the budgie. It's a native Australian bird.
Oh, well, I can't wait to get our next guest involved in this conversation.
Last time our next guest, Will Anderson, joined us, our old mate Limo was also in, making it a Will and Limo Triple M Drive Show reunion.
Will and Limo, back in Drive on Triple M, what years, Limo?
2007, 2008.
The glory years. So the biggest guest that I can remember, she was the star of the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, and I'm talking, of course, of
Nikki Webster.
How did we get Nikki Webster on the show again, Limo? She was trying to ring Hamish and Andy.
Oh, that's right.
Hamish and Andy were talking about her, and she called the wrong number and got put through to us, and we thought, great, let's interview her.
We welcome back to the show, Will Anderson.
Wow, that's Paul.
That is pulling power.
Nice to be here. I'm very excited about Bird of the Year, obviously. Yes. It's Bird's Night of Nights.
Bird's Night of Nights.
And you know who I really feel for on this night? The Bird's partners. Because they're the ones who are really glamming up for the night. They put them on that rotisserie.
Right.
I mean, for the chickens, that is triggering. You whack a chicken on a rotisserie at a night like that. It's
cannot wait to see.
I've been
often compared to a cassowary. Apparently, if I were to be a bird, I have a cassowary style look. Is what
not
I get
bad
told.
At all. I'd be like a dodo. Yeah. Kind of little plumpish, kind of hard to find.
That's true. And you're not to name any bird except for the peacock or lyrebird for me. Don't say any words. So. Nothing. That's all I want to be.
I've got one.
Don't.
No, zip it. There we are. Anyway, all be revealed, and we're going to put that up on Blocks in Gone with the Wind, Gone Wild very shortly. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank
Enjoying
you.
Enjoying Gruen. Great to see, like, sensible, serious chat and dissecting ads, which I love.
Some of it's sensible and serious, but I will tell you, can I tell you one quick little story from the first episode? In the pitch, we got ad agencies to make an ad to convince vegans to start eating meat.
Yes.
That video, that ad has now been viewed internationally almost 20 million times because overseas they think it's a real Australian commercial. And so it's popping up on all those sort
That's
of things.
Funny.
Wacky Aussies, look, they hate vegans.
It's a great segment, and I always look forward to it. Well, now, we were talking about the ad for Tourism Australia and the new ad. Obviously, they always go big on these. You roll it out.
I thought of you first. Yeah, because I have a podcast called Willosophy.
Yes.
And
so
this
I'm
is
going,
a clear theft.
Hang on.
Because mine is a philosophy podcast and my name is Will, and that's an actual good pun.
I know.
As opposed to
They've
philosophy.
Done a bad pun. It's just too glorious.
Sounds like literally the person who was pitching it had a stroke midway through the pitch. It makes no sense. And this, the majority of our tourists to Australia are people who speak English as a second language. So the pun doesn't work for people who speak English as a first language.
I didn't get it as an Australian. So
neither did I.
There
it's
it is.
It's too laborious.
It's too laboured. And I think this is a giant plot by our Prime Minister ScoMo.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Because ScoMo, of course, was in charge of Tourism Australia time. Where the bloody hell are you? Lara Bingle.
Okay.
That was all ScoMo.
That was his campaign.
And up until this point, that has been widely regarded as the worst Australian tourism campaign of all time.
So he's trying to take the stink off
Bingle. That's what he's saying.
A very impressive theory you have there.
Well, I like it a lot.
What do you think about the body of the ad? You're familiar with
Chris Hemsworth?
Well, I haven't
seen it. It's a good body.
That's it.
There's a picture of Chris Hemsworth, Bob Irwin, Kathy Lett, who else did they get?
Yes,
anyway, there's a whole bunch of people they got for it, and it looks like the worst Avengers reboot of all time. It's like we got Thor and we couldn't get any of the other good characters.
They're hard to get right. They're hard to get right. And you have a look at what's going on in Adelaide as we speak with old mate.
Old mate.
And you go, I don't care what it is, but all I marry Adelaide with is a very sad old bloke who's about to burst into tears.
Yeah. All his mates are dead.
That was before the ads came out, which is weird. They were trying to combat that. That was the idea behind it, was that people thought that Adelaide was sort of your bucket list destination, but you didn't go when you were young and vibrant.
Yeah.
But in the advertisement with Old Mate, he's climbing across the roof, you know, at the Adelaide Oval, that roof walk, which is amazing.
Yes.
And it's like a tears in his eye. And everyone's like, don't feel sorry for old mate. He should have come to Adelaide earlier. And I was like, well, not much earlier. That was only opened in 2016. If he got there in 2014, then he just would have fallen through the roof of the Adelaide Oval. This makes no sense at all.
It doesn't. Hey, can you hold that thought? We're not done with this ad, by the way. No, I give us a call. I thought the pun was on, because I knew it wasn't spelt correctly, but I wasn't paying attention.
No.
So I thought it was the Phil. I'm going, what's Phil?
No, Phil. Oh.
Phil.
Yeah,
I'm
going, who's Phil?
Phil. Philosophy.
It's Philosophy.
Phil, what's he up to?
Get it, guys? Because we're Australian.
I reckon if you keep saying it like that, it'll eventually bed in.
Will Anderson is with
us. We'll be back with Will.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Will Anderson, by the way, the Red Dust Christmas Comedy Gala is coming to Melbourne, the Hotel Esplanade St Kilda.
Good on
with
you,
Peter
Will.
Hellyer, tripod, special guests and more at the Gershwin Room. You can get moshtix.com.au.
I might slide in.
That'll be huge.
Can I slide in and do 2015?
Please slide in. Well, because you've got a big connection with Red Dust. Obviously, this show has got a connection with Red Dust.
But this is why 100% of ticket sales, and which I love this. Because often things, you know, you go, oh, proceeds will go. This is 100% will go towards remote Indigenous communities, which we love.
I mean, obviously, if I do a really good set, I might linger at the back of the SB and slip me 5 or 10 on the way out if you feel like you've really got your money there.
Pretty kosher.
Oh, yeah, clearly I'll be selling my DVDs, but apart from that.
Let's not get distracted, though. Well, I still want to press you for
philosophy
for your interpretation. So the ad portrays us as a really easygoing, laid back lunch of larrikins.
So
very friendly.
Everyone's welcome.
From other
all
countries.
You need to know is come to this bloody country. I mean, not on a boat. Don't do that. That's not the way to come. But we're laid back, mate. We are bloody
come and enjoy our beaches.
Come and enjoy our beaches. I mean, don't have a drink near the beach.
Don't smoke on the beach.
Don't do that.
Don't jump off those rocks.
Keep your top on. Keep your top on. Don't, even if you're body positive.
And don't bring too many kids to the baths, because all the lifesavers won't look after them for you.
What are the lifesavers there for? To save people's lives? No, thank you very much. No.
And you might want to pop some high-vis on.
If you want a third kid, then you need a third
parent. Yeah, that's your bad luck.
That's your bad luck.
Pop some hobbies on. Here's a helmet. Don't do anything stupid. No drinking in the streets.
And there's kangaroos everywhere.
Yeah. I've never seen so much wildlife in all my life.
We used to smile and give you a Vegemite sandwich. We can't anymore, to be honest. It's white bread. That's
you can't say white.
And you know what? The other thing is, it might have been prepared in a kitchen with nuts, and we don't know. There might have been peanut butter when we were making that Vegemite sandwich. You might swell up as soon as you get here.
Apart from that, we're pretty laid back.
People will climb you as a political protest. We don't really know. We're laid back. It's all fine.
There's no one in the ads. There's no big city. I think we see Bondi at one stage.
You do see a bridge. I've seen the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Montague Street. Melbourne, no, they haven't. I got truck running Melbourne into the Montague Street Bridge.
Victoria cracked for something I've never heard of before, a cactus farm.
I have no idea. Cactus of course, indigenous to the Australian outback.
That'll get those Americans out here. Can't find a cactus in America.
Never seen a cacti in my life.
Where would you?
But I got the idea that there were no traffic lights in Australia. I watched that ad and you go, there's no cities. It's just a bunch of people lolling about in the bush.
It's a bit mystifying.
Yeah. No, we're laid back here, mate. Just come to Australia. There's no rules. Oh, well, okay, there's a heap of rules.
All right.
There's rules for everything.
How are you going? Are you coming to the end of the year? What are your plans for the year? Are you Christmas big for you? Are you going away?
Oh, well, you know what? Halloween's tonight.
I know. Mick thought it was last night.
I tell you what.
I thought it was a ripper.
The city I am in today, it is very, very hot. It is mid-30s to late 30s, like it is in a lot of Australia.
Sure.
Turns out that a lot of your Halloween costumes for your little kiddies are jet black. I saw a couple of Melton kids on the way in to see you guys who got out early and had not really taken into account the sun.
Do you embrace it?
Oh, because having lived in America for 10 years, and particularly in LA, it's such a huge party, and I love it so much. But the thing I love it the most is that just for one night, it's like I refer to it as like the purge for kids, because every rule that normally applies to society, like normally you tell your kids, don't take lollies from strangers, but on purge night, take as many lollies from strangers. You know what? Yeah. Go up to their house.
Just knock on the
doesn't
door.
Doesn't matter if it's a safety house. Knock on the door, take something from a stranger. You know what? Dress in an outfit that means that if you get lost in a crowd, I won't be able to find you. It's fine.
And mums look slutty.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me this in America? That's a thing, isn't it?
Like, yes.
You really do go hard.
Adults really get into it more.
And sexy.
Yes, they do.
Essentially,
well, Paris Hilton has to dress like a naughty nurse or something boring like that.
Now, who do you tell Will who you want to, what your costume is?
Yeah.
I'm dressed as the poo jogger.
Oh, the poo jogger. Yeah, of course.
I've got my blonde ponytail and my Lululemon pink top. Mm. and toilet paper.
Where's
toilet
the poo paper. Jogger in the Australian Tourism ad? Should be a poo jogger in the ad. Taking a dump on a street going, come to Australia, we're friendly. Here, who's got some paper?
Wouldn't it be great if every single one of those commercials they just added a poo jogger? So there's just someone jogging along Bondo Beach and then just at the end when it comes up, what's your philosophy? You see him squatted in the corner.
And it ends with one of the Hemsworths dropping a poo.
Behind a dumpster.
Oh, mate.
Liam would do it.
Come to Australia.
I mean, Chris wouldn't. He's still got a career. But Liam, he would. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for swinging by. And now this gig, Red Dust at the ESPY in the Gershwin Room. Do you know that's I did my first ever stand-up?
I did my first ever stand-up gig at the Gershwin at the ESPY. And they have donated the room for the night so that all the profits of the night can go to Red Dust.
They
have also displayed a couple of drinks and some food and stuff for people as well. And Peter Hallier and Tripod and a whole bunch of
stuff. It's a pretty good lineup. Do you remember your first joke? Do you remember your first joke you did in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the first joke that I ever did. I said, I'm on the dole. Who would have thought? I was doing stand-up, and I said, people don't like people on the dole. I think the dole should be more like a take a tip from World Vision and introduce the sponsor a dole bludger program. So that when you pay your taxes, you get a little picture of your dole bludger down at the CES. That's what it was called then. That you give them money and they write to you once a week, tell you what's been going on in Ricky Lake. That was the joke. There's some references from 25 years ago.
He's away. He's out to sea. Well done to you. Good stuff. All right then.
Thank you.
Gruen, please.
8:30 Wednesday night.
Great show. Well done, mate.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Here we go. We love this segment every Thursday. It's an institution.
Yes.
Two breaks. We'll take your calls, get involved as we lift the lid on the strange going ons of the animal kingdom. Now, there's an Australian Bird of the Year competition 2019. It's on.
Yep.
This is a sash event for birds.
You can nominate your own if it's not included in a big list.
And this goes into Miss Universe Bird. The winner of the Australian Bird of the Year goes into the final. So, birds, it's a wide range of birds. I'm thinking a flightless bird.
Yeah.
Because the other birds get all the good stuff.
So is that like an emu?
Well, an emu, or this isn't a penguin, like a penguin. Or like a fairy penguin is Australian. That could be a bird of the year.
All right, that's a good idea.
A penguin's a bird, isn't it? All right.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Take that attitude. You've never liked the penguins. Well, you've never liked the fairy penguins.
They're cute.
He said overrated.
A little.
Overrated?
Yeah, a little.
Overrated.
Well, you go in Victoria, go down to Phillip Park, boring. Bust you in. Oh, there they are over there. Mm. And they.
I told you the story when I was doing the gig for Thin Green Line, which was for
Rangers.
All the Rangers who live a dangerous life over there in Africa. Mm. And there was a guy who's a ranger down at Phillip Island.
Yes.
And he got a call. This is in the evening because they come out.
Yeah, that's right.
At night. Yeah, and he got a call from an American who said, "Hi, we're running late. Can you hold the penguins back for half an hour?"
Really?
And you go, it's not a show. They're not in their little dressing rooms. They're going, all right, we're good to go.
How do I look?
They've got to go. It's a migration. It's a pilgrimage.
That's so funny.
They don't wait for anybody.
So I would have a soft spot for the penguin.
Do you want me to read out some of the contenders?
Goose, I don't like the goose.
You don't care for the goose?
The goose, I've never cared for the goose.
They're a bit angry, aren't they?
No, they've chased me down a cliff. In
what country
Ibiza.
This time?
Ibiza. Wherever it
geese
was.
Did.
And I'm, oh my God. That sounds fair enough to
I
me.
Hear that
they'll
story.
Have a go, the goose. They'll have a go. What are you?
Well, I've always loved a willy wagtail.
What's a willy wagtail?
What do you mean?
Hoppity hop,
wag and
bounce
tail
around.
In the air. You see them Shall everywhere.
You can say that all you like. It's
hoppity
not
hop hop,
it's not
wag wag.
To illuminate me in any.
Oh, well, how about, have you heard of this one, mate? It's called a lyrebird.
They are a
heard of that?
That's not an Australian bird.
Yes, it is.
A superb lyrebird, Manura novohollandaise.
I don't think you can say that.
it's on the list, isn't it?
What does a lyrebird do?
What do you mean?
What does
what's
it do?
It
they're mimics.
It shimmies its bustle over her head and shakes her tail feather.
And they
hello.
Mimic.
Mind you, the males are better. I'm going to be a male lyrebird.
They're like the lap dancers of the
all right,
bird
everything
community.
Gets back to that. That's
no,
fine.
They're shaking their tails, he said. They're having a go.
Why can't they just be in Greece, the movie? Why do they have to be using a pole?
Is the magpie a chance? Is the magpie?
Yes, the magpie's in here.
Is he?
Australian magpie. The gang gang cockatoo. I like that
the
one.
The Australian magpie hasn't covered itself in glory. You know, if you're going to select a magpie, select a Tasmanian magpie who are too lazy to swoop.
Oh, that's right.
They don't swoop.
They can't be bothered. Yeah,
now,
I don't think so.
I don't mean to bring the mood down, but I'm adding the laughing kookaburra.
Why are you doing that?
Because you know why.
Lord. All right, yeah, here we go. We'll have a minute's silence at third of the year tonight for the kookaburra.
Because some dickhead ripped off the head of a kookaburra at a pub.
That's terrible, by the way.
Anyway, he's left the country now because everyone says, why'd you do that?
That's
the bird was
the worst.
At a pub named Kevin. Why'd you do that, you idiot?
Yeah,
anyway,
it's terrible.
I digress. I just had to throw him
in. So out of the running for bird of the year, the kookaburra? Hey, who's laughing now?
Not that kookaburra's not sitting in no gum tree.
Kookaburra's sitting in the he's not.
Under the table.
Kookaburra
chucked
sits
there
in the old bin.
Hey.
Separated from.
Why don't we ask people to call up what bird they like?
That's a good idea.
What about a brolga?
We'll do that.
A brolga?
Yeah.
Oh, good pins.
They're nearly as big as the emu.
The bolga has good pins.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Galah, that's pretty Australian.
I like a galah.
Glass. Where the hell
Australian.
Are you?
Yeah, they are.
There that's you go. Just put a galah.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. Right. What bird should be bird of the year in the great land of Oz?
The spotted pardalite. not so well known.
No. It's been ruled out.
Yeah. Give us a ring, 1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's happening, Australian Bird of the Year, and taking your nominations as part of Gone Wild here on Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. A bird may fall frozen from a bough without ever having felt sorry for itself.
Wow.
Dash Lawrence. Okay, let's go.
Paul's
on the line.
Paul. Yeah. Hello, Paul. What's the bird you think should be nominated?
Oh, look, you guys, I reckon that one, I've got a couple, if you don't mind. It's the magpie, just because it sings beautiful, even though I hate it, Nick. I reckon you would too.
Yeah, not a fan.
But I've got to put my vote in for the lawyer bird, because I just seen a doco on from the old Edinburgh. What's his name?
David Edinburgh.
He's recorded them, and they're making the sound of it being photographed. So the bird actually...
Well, they're great mimickers,
aren't they? They do impressions. Mm.
And also the car alarm it does so.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, I'm going to get a lyrebird to support me on my next national tour. That'll be great. Good call. Michael's on the line. Michael, what's the bird that should win Australian Bird of the Year?
I reckon it should be the bin chicken.
Oh,
the bin chicken.
Oh, yes. The ibis.
A few votes for this. The ibis, which in some states doesn't exist, but I think around your New South Wales, your Queensland area.
I still say it's a very attractive-looking bird. I like its stance. Yeah. I like the way it hangs.
I like its big hook nose.
Yeah, and I like its legs.
A bit of a beak. Yeah, and its attraction to rubbish. I could wallow in my own rubbish all day.
You could do that.
Occasionally do. Michael, good call. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what bird is Australian Bird of the Year?
G'day, folks. The black cockatoo, mate.
Why the black cockatoo?
Mate, it's the mafia of the bird world. Takes no shit.
Right.
Seen one?
Andrew, do you have many round your joint?
Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, you got tickets to go see Cold Chisel as part of the Blood Moon Tour across Australia. Two tickets for you.
There
buddy.
It is. So you can thank the black cockatoo for that. So the black cockatoo, how do you compare it to the crow?
Listen, mate, it's huge. It's got a beak on it like you would not believe. And the crow, nothing to the crow, mate.
Well, the only thing about the crow, I can say, a crow can carry about half its own body weight in sandwich
That's
out
true.
Of your golf cart.
Totally it can. you're experiencing that?
I have.
And half your rubbish bin recently. I've been known to say
I'm
that.
Surprised the bush turkey hasn't come up yet.
Oh, bush turkey.
Yeah, that's on this list.
Oh, is it?
Bush turkey.
Yeah, they're good. They're good fun.
The wedge-tail eagle, that's pretty majestic.
Oh, majestic,
The currawong. Hey, Liam, what are your thoughts? What bird do you think should be on the list?
The curlew.
What's the curlew?
Well, the curlew is a very rare bird. It doesn't fly.
Right.
And much to your disappointment, mate, it only mates with one other bird.
Right, so choose wisely if you're a curlew.
the same species?
Yes, the same species.
And so that's it, they pair off. I have no problem with that. I think if you can find the right person, go for it.
I like that. Mate, they mate for life. I like that idea. Can I?
Old curlew. But it's in danger of getting extinct, so we should give it to it this year. Could be gone next week.
Next year, that's
Well, let's bring the profile up. I'll tell you what, we had some trout in a dam once, little baby fingerlings.
Yep.
And we're trying to get well stocked. Maybe there were 100 that went in.
Yeah.
Next minute, the cormorant comes along. Have you ever seen these birds swoop and get a fish?
Oh, yeah.
The cormorant, you
lousy cormorant,
no
you are not
good.
Getting on this list.
No bird of the year for you. Emily's got a good suggestion.
Yes, I think it should be the pelican. Oh. Like Mr. Percival.
Oh,
yeah, the Mr. Pelican. Percival, which, by the way, is my Top Gun call sign. You know they have Maverick and I'm Mr.
Really? Mr. Percival.
Either Mr. Percival or Butterbean.
Emily, don't laugh too hard.
Hey, the pelican is a great
comedy bird, though, aren't they?
I think we've got a clubhouse leader. If you've got to make a bird of the year... Make it the pelican. The pelican never wins anything.
It's a comedy
it's got a
bird.
Big bill.
They're huge too, aren't they?
We're giving it away. The regurgitates its food for its youngsters.
It does too.
Yeah. My nephew calls it a pecklin, not a pelican, but a pecklin.
Pecklin.
They always get themselves in trouble during a petrol leak.
You know, that's right.
Fishing them out of Louisiana.
These are funny.
There. Okay, penguins.
Yeah.
Pelicans, come on.
All hey, right. Can we go to Joe? Yeah.
We'll go to Joe.
Yes, I know one of these. Hi, Joe. Hello. Tell us the bird that you would like to nominate.
It's called a plover. They're from central Victoria.
I know
it. They're the most ugliest looking bird you've ever seen.
They're ferocious too. They'll chase you.
But they have a funny noise they make at night, Joe. Can you do it for us?
No, I can't do it for you,
Joe. Give it a try. Give it a bash.
No chance on that one.
All right.
Thanks, Joe, but we'll take that one.
We'll take one more. Glenn's on the line. Glenn, what bird are you recommending?
G'day, guys. Great show. I reckon the Rosella because it's got the good old Aussie tomato sauce named after it.
Yeah, good point.
Well, there you go.
It's got a sauce named after it. That's pretty Aussie.
What other bird has a sauce named after it?
I like
it?
Them all, but I'm going with the pelican. Emily.
Well done, Emily.
The pelican is...
You win up.
The bird of the year.
Yeah, you got a prize pack coming your way too. For that. Oh, we'll give a bit of... There we go, a prize coming your way.
Well done.
Bird of the year, the pelican. Well done to you. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled services across the 4x4 range.
There it is. Car of the year every year, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Car stroke, trucks, stroke, automotive piece of genius.
Yeah.
It is the greatest, it is the biggest, it is the behemoth.
And every day is an adventure for people, too.
The one we aspire to. Well, it doesn't matter whether you're in the city, the great outback. There should be more Holden, Colorados in the Australian tourism ad.
Well, that's right. Have they got any of
those? Pop the Hemsworths in the back of a Holden, Colorado.
Come on,
drive around Australia. Bang. Job done. Let's catch up with John. He owns a Holden, Colorado.
He's
how are you, mate?
Too. Hi, John.
I'm good.
Whereabouts are you calling us from, John?
From Adelaide.
Good on you. Uh-huh.
Now, you've just recently bought your Holden, Colorado, yeah?
I did. I got it back in December from Hamilton Holden here in Adelaide.
Good on you.
Like how many K's have you clocked up since you took it?
I have clocked up over 35,000 K's already.
He's not mucking around.
Giving it a nudge.
You are not mucking.
You're not going to leave it in the garage, are you? You got a Holden, Colorado. You got the keys.
Exactly.
You sit behind the wheel. Wait it. Check, please. I'm off. See you later.
Why'd you choose the Colorado, John?
I test drove pretty much every dual cab on the market, and it was definitely the standout to me. Power, comfort. It was by far the best.
Yeah, and when you say test drive it, did you like drive it out of the showroom, sneak around the corner, and then bang, down into the creek beds, over the rocks,
who do you take in that twin cab?
Who do I take in it? I take my wife, Tina, and our little puppy, Dre Dog, we call him.
What's his name?
Dre.
And what's Dre? What kind of dog?
Dre is a Staffy cross poodle.
Good Lord.
Oh, is there such a thing? Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
No, you'll probably never hear of it again.
Yeah, I'm sure. We won't go into the details, John.
John, and you know what the dog does? The poodle part of him wants to sit in the front. The Staffy part wants to be at the back.
Oh, that's funny.
They take it in turns, and your wife would be your proudest punch up the front, sitting in the cabin. Mate, I'm so happy for you. You know, life is simple when you get it right. You got a good car, you got a good woman, and you got a poodle Staffy cross.
Who could wish for
the
more?
The world and everything in it is yours. Well
good
done,
you, John. Thanks
well
for sharing
played.
Your story
good
with
stuff.
Us.
Thanks,
another
to
winner from the Holden, Colorado family.
That's it. Been in the game for over 50 years, and the special edition Colorado Storm is available. Go to holden.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have another suggestion for the tourism campaign, perhaps to include, from Andrew Lane has left a message on our Facebook. My tourism poster would be the photo of the Pom who had his leg bitten off, but still smiling and thumbs up. The caption would be Australia. It won't cost you an arm and a leg. Good on you. Andrew's in Cairns, so he's,
and
you know,
a shark
pretty close
burps out his foot.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
That's it.
That's right. Now, we also
what about
spoke
my
about,
ad? Right, like
oh,
my,
yeah, what's
my
your ad?
Which was just a big picture of Ivan Milat saying, he's dead, we're back on. Come on, backpackers.
That was encouraging.
We're back in business.
Encouraging everyone to come along. That is a good idea. Now, we also had spoke about the fact that our studio is being renovated.
Yes.
And we were asking
for suggestions. For renovation
I wanted
ideas.
To have a cocktail bar. You, what did you want?
I want a water feature. Mm. No, I want mirrors on want mirrors on the roof. I want shag pile.
I've said no to a
few. I want
shag
pile on the walls. Yeah. And, you know, anything else. Oh, and sauna seating so that we can do the show in towels.
Yeah, right. So I'm said no to that because there'll be towels dropping at the rate of knots around here. A lot of people have some suggestions, which I really like. Jonesy058 says an ensuite, which I would like.
Wow. Ensuite.
On the other hand, Aaron Rosenbach says a urinal, which I think cuts out, well, a third of the people in this room.
Because the toilets are so far away from here, too.
So I just come in with a handful of urinal cakes, start throwing them around.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Off you go.
MG Weatherby says a cheese room. That I would
like. Oh, like a larder.
Yes. So next to the cocktail bar, we can just have a glass cabinet and we can just have some brie.
We have a larder.
That sounds nice.
Jeez, I like that a lot.
Tim Jordan said, why not a swim up bar? Why not?
Oh, a swim up bar.
That sounds great.
Then we do a show in our lolly bags.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, Adventure Sister says, a distillery, like Trapper and Hawker. Iron Match. And have an ejector seat as well.
Boy,
that's interesting for some guests we don't want.
Hey, you know what I like? I can't find it, but someone sent it in. Mechanical bull.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
A mechanical ball sitting in the
again, I wouldn't get on that. I'd watch you on that.
No, we could put our cocktail barman on it. So it shakes
and the guests
drinks,
would love it, too.
So it shakes the drinks.
It instantly shakes up. Yeah. Mm, that's ridiculous.
When we've had enough of our guests, we just fire it up.
That's it. Well, you're done.
We also talked about the bird of the year, what was going to be.
Pelican won it.
A late entry from Craig.
Yeah.
He says, simply says, that bird from maths.
Jess.
Yes. Clear winner of Bird of the Year.
All right, we're done and dusted. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Charlie Pickering, Emma Friedman. Wow. We've got Mixed GoFundMe. We've got Clown of the Week. We love a Friday, Kennedy Malloy. And that will be tomorrow. Good night.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.